Hello, this is Gene Rayburn, Saturday morning host of NBC Radio's Weekend Monitor Show, which is sponsored this summer of 1966 by the Coca-Cola Company. Now here is one of the stars of Monitor, Jonathan Winters.
This is the story of a turtle that's trying to cross a turnpike. The situation is he hasn't seen his girl in 25 years. Boy, if I can just make it to that double line. Well, what do you know? I made it. At least I'm safe here for a little while.
Hi, honey. How are you? See me? It's Lamar Jean. Come all the way from Wheeling. Been a long time, huh, honey? Another 6 hours, I'll be there. Be patient. Well, I made it, honey. Gee, it's good to see you. Uh-oh. Kid's getting out. Oh, wait a minute, buddy. Little boy. There's a million turtles up ahead. Gotta be. Gotta be. Look, I haven't seen this girlfriend of mine 25 years. Oh, come on, kid. Oh, honey. Could have had a swinging time. All I wanted was just a kiss from my girlfriend.
No better with Coke after Coke after Coke. And that Coke has the taste you never get tired of. Now here's another sample of Monitor Talent with Jonathan Winters.
This is a sort of a little report on a horror picture, different kind. And a telephone rings, and this mad doctor goes to the telephone, and he says,
"Yes, this is Dr. Faversham. What can I do for you?" "Oh, yes, we have any number of monsters. You want one, how? Good Lord, man. 18 feet high. I'll go to work immediately. Thank you so much for calling." "Oh, Igor, we have an 18-foot monster to make. Bring out the Visivox machine." "This is a ball. I want you to bounce the ball. Try to dribble it a little bit. Excellent, excellent. No touching. A little faster. Try it once more. Oh, goody, goody. Hello, give me long distance. Hello? Dr. Faversham, is this the University of California? Give me the athletic department. Is this Coach Boehner? Yes, this is the doctor. Your basketball center is ready."
This big coast-to-coast campaign for Coke on NBC Radio's Weekend Monitor is designed to reinforce your own summertime advertising schedules and to support your merchandising activities during the long, hot summer months when customers and prospective customers are thirstiest. Here once again is Jonathan Winters.
We have with us Miss Maud Prickard, the oldest airline stewardess in the world.
Is it true, Maud, that your background was surrounded by aviation or people that were interested in aviation? Isn't that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, how did you get your start?
Well, I tell you, my eldest brother, Roger Maynard, Gene, he was a little off, I think is the term. He never hurt nobody. But he used to wander a lot, you know, and he used to run up to a groundhog and say, in May. It's the 1st of February. He had a funny sense of humor. And one day he said to me, Marty, I'm going to fly. We went up to Willard's Bluff. And there he stood. Never forget him. Fine-looking man. He was 41 at the time. A little bit of gray in his hair. He'd scotch-taped 146 pigeons to his arms. And he took a... get to believe in my own stuff. He said, I know I can do it, Marty. I know I can. I said, you don't repeat yourself, Maynard. Just do it. And he got a running jump. And he was airborne, I think is the expression, for about a good 20 seconds. And then some kid from out of nowhere throwed a bag of popcorn in a stone quarry and he bashed his brains out.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. After Coke, after Coke, after Coke, after Coke.
Gene Rayburn again. Time now to flip this record over and flip over the comedy talents of Monitor's Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Greetings, great mother.
Greetings, Attila, my son, the Hun. Well, sit down.
Thanks.
How was your day, Attila?
Oh, well, Mother, you know, I swept down on another country, had a couple of massacres. It was an ordinary day.
Ah. Attila, you were...
Oh, that name.
What's the matter with that name?
I can't stand my name.
What's wrong with your name?
Mother, do you think it would be all right if I changed my name?
Why not Attila? What's wrong with Attila?
I just don't feel right. I don't feel like an Attila. I don't look like an Attila.
You, all your uncles are called Attila.
Every time somebody calls me Attila, I jump. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, what name would you want?
Don.
Don the Hun? Don't be a fool.
Doesn't sound right,
does it? It doesn't scan.
Louis? Louis the Hun.
But why not Attila? What's wrong with that name?
I'm not an Attila. Some people are Attilas and some people aren't. I'm not an Attila. Fred the Hun?
Fred better than Don.
There must be something that goes with the Hun. It doesn't have to be Attila. I know it.
Soon it caused a lot of talk. People have been calling you Attila for years. You're famous as Attila.
Well, I can make an edict. I'm changing my name. Seymour the Hun.
Seymour the Hun is better than Fred or Don the Hun because it has two syllables.
You want two syllables.
Yes. Seymour the Hun. Well, I don't like it very much.
Please, Mother, please.
It may be very confusing. It's your father's name.
Up front now, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Coke after Coke after Coke.
Lily? Lily?
Yes?
Lily, I'm home. Look what I've brought you.
Oh!
Lily, open the box. It's 1,200 frogs. Now, here's my plan. Listen,
yes.
I want you to kiss all these frogs because one of them is bound to be a prince.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yes.
Well, darling, why don't I put the box away? I'll put it in the foyer closet, and then maybe tomorrow...
No,
when I get
kiss
a chance,
them now.
Darling,
kiss
I
them
don't
now.
Have a chance to kiss 1,200 frogs. Now,
kiss
I'm in the middle
frogs.
Of...
frogs.
Darling,
you might get the prince almost immediately.
Darling,
kiss
I'm
as many as you can.
Darling, dinner will burn. Now, I will kiss all these frogs tomorrow in between the washing and the ironing.
I'll take care of dinner. Please kiss a few frogs, Lily. Come on.
Darling, I will kiss the frogs later. Just put the box away now.
Do you want a prince or not?
I do, but I can have one tomorrow just as well as today.
You're bound to hit a prince among the first few frogs. Yes. Just try it.
Darling, you know what I'd like to do really very much?
What?
Well, when you're at work, I'm often so bored and lonely for you. I think it would be just wonderful if while I was feeling so depressed and waiting for you to come home, I had something to look forward to, like kissing all those frogs and getting
Now,
darling, it's my present.
Lily, please kiss some for me now. That's what I got them for.
Sweetheart, I'll kiss them tomorrow, and then there'll be a prince here when you get home.
Well, no, because then the prince will come while I'm in the office, and then the whole first the thing, the excitement of having the prince, and after you've kissed the frog, I'm going to miss the whole thing.
Well, but darling, don't you want me to have something to look forward to while you're not here? Something to fill my day? And then I'll have the prince will be here waiting to meet you, and I'll dress him up in something very funny so you'll laugh. Sweetheart, dinner is burning.
You won't kiss just 10 frogs.
We'll never find one prince and 10 frogs.
You don't know. Try.
I'll tell you what. Maybe after dinner.
Oh, you're just leading me on. You're not going to kiss any frogs.
I will. I'll kiss the frogs. But I've got to do dinner now, darling. I've made you almond chicken.
All right. I'll make dinner. I wonder what would happen if I kissed them.
Oh, what a good idea. Why don't you take them into the den and kiss them while I'm making dinner?
Well, all right. But if I do hit a prince, he'll be furious. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
How was your day?
Fine.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Something's wrong.
Nothing is the matter. Now, don't start.
Nancy, I can tell when something's out of
the way. I said there is nothing wrong. That enrages me when you do that.
All right.
What do you want for dinner?
Anything. Here. Fine with me.
Well, what do you want?
Well, do you have everything? I don't know. What have you got in the house?
Will you just tell me what you want for dinner, please?
Roast beef.
You want me to roast an entire beef now?
Dear, I don't know what you have.
What do you want within reason for dinner? Come on!
Scrambled eggs.
Do you really want scrambled eggs? Is this irony on your part?
No, scrambled eggs would be fine.
Is scrambled eggs all right?
Scrambled eggs.
All right, you're getting scrambled eggs.
Fine. That's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm just sure.
How are the kids?
They're fine. I've taken care of them all day and they've survived.
Good. I got a raise today.
It's marvelous. I'm very glad that you got a raise. I know you're dying to hear about my day. It must be killing you not to ask about it.
I did, dear. I asked, how's your day?
Oh, yes, I could tell the wild interest in your voice. Someday you'll ask me that and I'll answer, and then what will you do?
I'd really like to know. How was your day?
It was all right.
Anything special happen?
No.
Who'd you see?
I saw Phyllis Kaufman, Ed Warblin, the butcher, the grocer, the maid, the superintendent, and the kids.
How's Ed?
He's off. He's all right. I don't know how he is. He's a bore.
Dear, I just know something is wrong. Something is on your mind.
Look.
Wouldn't you feel better if you told me?
Stop it.
Wouldn't you feel better if you...
Stop it!
I see you really are irritable.
Oh, you're just provoking me, aren't you? You really want to fight. I beg you to stop it, but you can't stop. You see, I know you now. You're not going to stop it until I get so angry that we have an argument. Is that right? Is that the plan? Oh, I can tell. Believe me, I can tell. I know you like a book now.
I think I'll just read the paper.
Why don't you ignore me? What a change. Read the paper. Listen, will it bother you if I'm in the room?
Well, I don't know what to say.
What? Don't say anything. It's such a chore for you here. You suffer so much. Why don't you just pack up, leave me with the kids, leave me with this lousy house, pack up, get in the car, go, and just say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our sampling of some of the Monitor talent who are helping to sell more Coca-Cola for you every weekend, all summer long, over the NBC Radio Network. This is Gene Rayburn on behalf of everyone at Monitor, wishing you a very successful summer season.